Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Steve Rivera, and welcome to Eye on the Ball here on 1030 KVOI. It's Thursday afternoon. Hope everybody's doing well. Hey, Bob, at some point we have to talk to the bosses. We have to go and do a show outside. Today is one of those outside days.
Hey.
Hey, can we open the roof here?
You know, we could, we got the equipment. We could jump in my car with the top down, you know, and just
kind of cruise around town.
Yeah.
And then do the show.
We could certainly cover, what, U of A diving.
You would, two dudes in a car. We'll call that two dudes in a car with the top down.
One dude, a knucklehead, a car, and a microphone.
Let's do that.
Pleasure.
We could talk, hey, you know, kind of like, you know, on the road with Bob and Steve.
Well, you know, Mr. Bustos is in town.
Is he?
Might even be listening. Well, because the party tomorrow night.
Oh, yes.
Hopefully they invited you.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's a surprise party for me.
Yeah.
Darn you. You ruined it. You ruined it. I hear you ruin a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. They were going to have it last week, but they were waiting for the shipment of candles to get in, I guess. They couldn't fit that many candles in one UPS truck.
You're not allowed to ruin this show. Let me tell you what's going on today.
Too late.
There's a lot. Yeah, we started the show. That's I got up this morning. Hey, let's talk about what's going on today. There's a lot of information and news to get out, but my two guests today are going to be A.J. Bramlett. Will be here about 1:15, 1:16 this afternoon. We'll talk about what's going on with him, what he's been up to over the last few years. He's in Albuquerque, I know that, in my neck of the woods. And then we're going to talk to Ernie McCray at the 2:15, 2:16 hour. And Ernie is a longtime U of A guy. He played in the 50s, I think it is. And he was one of the all-time best scorers for Arizona back in the day.
Bramlett sounds very familiar.
He was on the NCAA title team in 97. He was the center of that group, even though they really didn't have a center. It was Mike Bibby, Miles Simon, Michael Dickerson, Bennett Davison, and A.J. Bramlett. And Jason Terry came off the bench.
Well, I wonder if in 20 years, you know, your son or grandson doing this show with my daughter will be going, you remember back in the day, that Jeter, huh?
Oh, yeah, that Jeter guy. Yeah, he was my grandfather's favorite player.
Yeah.
He used to score some baskets. A pretty good clip there.
Now he owns a pizza place. And,
I hope my father's having that pizza at Tito's Pizza. Yeah.
Hey, well, you going to give out any pizza today?
Today, yes. I'll do it on time, too. Like yesterday was a scramble in giving out those tickets, but it's good because Tino's Pizza is very, very good.
You get your money's worth out of me when you do it in the last 3 minutes, that's for sure.
You get those late calls. Hey, you got up? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Psst. Hey, so today I wanted to make some announcements. A lot of news going on. Arizona recruiting person in the, or a woman, person, coach in the softball office, Stacey Iveson, is now the head softball coach for the Israeli team, getting ready for the Olympics here. Olympic softball is returning, for this next Olympics in a couple of years. She will be heading that group, and she's gonna have, I guess, assistance. Former UA players, Debbie Day and Lisa Bernstein.
How about them?
Who are coaches now, softball coaches. So that'll be cool. If you remember, I'm going to hope to get Kendra. I told you this yesterday.
Yeah.
Maybe in studio. I'm going to call him today and see if he has time to come in and we can wax poetic on the good old days and bring some tissues out and cry and all that stuff.
You seem to have more connections with former basketball players in football.
Yes, because I covered basketball for 20, 30,000 years. So I know all those guys from the back of the day. And then my books, the 20,000 I've written, they're all part of it. So,
Are there any football guys that still live in Tucson that maybe
few,
we can get
a few.
On?
Well, we had John Fina on, if you remember. John Fina, and we had some of the guys for the ASU week. If you remember Jay Dobbins.
I've never heard of what AS what?
AS, yeah. Well, you'll have to for the next year because they won the game.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, of course you don't. So that's Stacey's going to be the new softball coach for Team Israel. That'd be cool. Alonzo Trier, you remember him, right?
Yes.
The guy who handled the ball a lot last year for Arizona. Mm-hmm. And some people liked him, some people didn't because he handled the ball too much.
Oh, you mean he wasn't a sharing kind?
He was not a sharing kind. Well, in the NBA, you really don't have to share the ball that much. And if you can score it, you're very good. And guess what he can do?
get the ball in the that basket. Round thing.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to get paid $6.9 million over the next couple of years to play for the Knicks. He was on a two-way contract, which meant he would be playing a few games in the head organization, the Knicks,
yeah,
and in the farm team, the other team, the G League, as we spoke last week about it. So now he's going to be with the Knicks.
I mean, that kind of money. Play for the farm team. Play for the barn team.
You can own your own team.
You could just clean the floors.
Well, for $6.9 million, you can rent an apartment in New York.
Yeah, and then have enough for a coffee. So how does that compare, by the way? 6.9 for 2 years for NBA?
It's okay. It's not a lot of money, but it's good money. For the comparably to the NBA money, yeah, it's fine. 2 years, I think it's 2 years, could be three. But he was on a minimal contract. I think it was in the hundreds of thousands. I didn't read that far down, but very very good opportunity. And he's going to be there for a while. You know why? The game that he has is more suited for the NBA than it is for college. And if you remember, college is more about team play, yeah, especially in Sean Miller's situation where teams win championships and individual players don't.
The money is interesting. I played the music for, I should say, a wedding, 2016. The name escapes me, but he was a pro baseball player, and his wife was a U of A softball team. They're both really good. He was like a third string pitcher. Maybe you know who it is.
You're talking about Jenny Finch? No.
No, it wasn't Jenny Finch. I don't know if she got married.
She did. She to a major league player. Well, who played kind of, he was in the AAA.
He was a pitcher for not a AAA, but the top team. And I just happened to wiki his name, and he was on the low end at like $375,000 a year, mm-hmm, as like third string. But yeah. I mean, still a professional ball player was impressive.
Oh, yeah, of course. It's baseball is very difficult to make to the major leagues because you have all these ladders. You have to be very, very good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's good. You like that information? You have to be very, very good.
Yeah, it's good insight. Good insight.
It's a good insight. But they're not paying you millions because you're halfway decent. You got to be very good. But for Alonso, congratulations to him. The guy can score. A very good player. At this level, at the college level, it was more playing within the system, things like that, and that's why he was kind of stifled, if you will.
6.9. That's nice. Probably has dental with that too.
Yeah, probably has free dental. Yes. No, good. Well deserved after the couple of 3-4 years he's had here, with the PEDs and all the mess that went on with that.
Yeah.
Crazy times. And then we had Coach David Cosgrove of the Pima soccer team here over the last couple of times,
yep,
a couple 3 weeks. His star player, the guy who scored the goal to win the national title, Hugo Kamatani, is now the player of the year at the junior college level. Player of the year.
Congratulations.
That's big time stuff.
Player of the year?
In the junior college ranks.
That is impressive.
Yeah. So I think he's got a nice little future. If you remember, he told us, Dave did, that he came from Japan, kind of happenstance. He was playing, someone knew somebody, he could play. Come, why don't you join the team? Come in and see what you got. Why, hey, this guy's pretty good. Let's get him on the team.
Speaking of getting jobs, I love Sean, your broadcasting friend, Sean Mooney, yesterday, talking about him getting the original job where they said, no, sorry, son, we already posted that. We filled the position. And he kept on saying, well, I'm here. I'd be happy to help out.
Sure.
I'm here. I'd be happy to help out. Do you need anybody to help out? Because I'm here.
Yeah.
And they finally relented.
Yeah.
And that was a neat story.
Yep. Sean's a pain in the neck. That's how I got on the job. No, you know what? The question I didn't know, and maybe I should know this because I've been in town 30 years now,
what?
Is that, and maybe you know this, how did the baseball bunch get to film here? There had to be some kind of connection here that they did the show here originally, or first, with Johnny Bench. Maybe if anybody can call me and let me know that, they probably have the information on that. But
how they ended up shooting here? Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, how or why? I mean, they had to have some kind of tie to Tucson to be shooting the films here.
I have heard it's basically because we're a right-to-work state and Hollywood could come here for half the cost. But maybe let me check this, see if it's...
Okay, well, we got a caller, I think. Maybe they're going to... Oh, no, that's going to be AJ. I think it is going to be AJ. We'll talk to him and then go to the break, but we'll say hello original. Are you there, AJ? Not yet? Okay, so let's go to break first, I think. My boy Bob is...
You can talk to AJ, or okay.
Let's talk to AJ and then go to break real quick. AJ, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you, AJ?
I'm doing well. How are you, Steve?
Fine, thank you. Good to talk to you. I know it's been tough to get a hold of you and nail you down for this interview.
Just hustling away, man.
You must be very busy.
And work and, yeah, everything, man. But you know how it goes. But I'm happy to make the time and love the job that you guys have been doing. So happy to be here.
Great, great. We had Mike Bibby on the show last week, some of your colleagues from the past, and now we wanted A.J. Bramlett, the man in the middle.
You know it's the most important position, Steve. I know Mike probably didn't say that, but, you know.
He was thinking.
Knows, I'm sure.
Someone needs to get the ball in the middle and score, yeah.
That's right, that's right. Somebody's got to pass out for those threes.
Right, right, because you know, like you were like Michael Wright, though. You got the ball, sometimes you pass it out. Michael Wright, guess what? He didn't pass the ball.
No, it's a black hole. But I mean, the guy could score like nobody else, man.
Yeah,
like,
very good, very consistent
player.
Very consistent near the basket. Hey, we're going to go to break and we'll come back. We'll talk about the good old days.
Perfect. Sounds good. Great.
Plumbing problems? Call Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing. Whether you have a leaky faucet, need a new water heater, or new plumbing construction, our qualified professional technicians can help you with your plumbing issues. Picture Rocks is family-owned and operated, and all our work is guaranteed. Call Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing today at 440-4069 or picturerockscooling.com.
Picture Rocks Cooling, Heating, and Plumbing.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Pottery Fiesta on North Oracle in Catalina and Quality Pottery on South Nogales Highway. Give the gift of decor this Christmas and save 25% off everything in the store. Take advantage of the selection and the special discount of 25% off on beautiful Talavera, high-fired glazed pots, garden decor, and fun creative art from local artisans. Buy direct at wholesale pricing and pay no city sales tax. Visit PotteryFiesta.net or stop by Pottery Fiesta on North Oracle in Catalina.
Ah, the sounds of autumn. A babbling brook. Birds chirping. A cool fall wind. A gentle rain.
What? I can't stand this. I hate that sound. I hate when my car won't start. I don't want to live.
Don't let that sound ruin your fall season. Take your car to Ramsauer's Automotive on the corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge or at ramsauersauto.com.
Hello, I'm Ed Begley, Jr., and wherever you call home, the sounds of wildlife connect you with a greater family of life. That's why you shudder each time you see woods, marshes, meadows, or grasslands being destroyed. You know that countless birds and other wild animals are losing their homes, the greatest threat to their survival. Among the growing number of threats to wildlife, habitat loss is the most devastating. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust offers a humane solution, working with private landowners to protect habitat as permanent safe havens for wildlife. When you hear the familiar wild voices you love, remember, your voice is the one that can speak for wildlife and for the land they call home, ensuring that it stays forever wild. To learn more or to work with the Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, visit wildlifelandtrust.org.
Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network, 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Tucson's diversity is celebrated in Mark Bishop's Morning Affair from 10 a.m. to noon on KVOI AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030 KVOI. We have our eye on business.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KVOI 1030 AM. I'm Steve Rivera, and I'm on the phone with A.J. Bramlett, formerly of the U of A basketball team, U of A. And now I'm sure you're still in Albuquerque. What are you up to?
Yes, sir. Yes, good to be on with you, Steve. And I'm actually working for a company called Outfront Media Sports. And I work directly with New Mexico Activities Association, which is similar to the AIA that you have there in Arizona, doing high school sports and trying to connect businesses with our high school sports scene here in New Mexico and garner support for our student athletes across the state. So it's exciting. I mean, I'm still around the athletes, still around the, you know, the, as you know, our state basketball tournament is one of the biggest in the nation, and so it's a fun arena to be in, and you know, I've really enjoyed it. I've been here a little almost over 2 years now.
It probably keeps you in the game competitively and just emotionally.
It does, and you know, when you're playing, you know, you have that team kind of camaraderie, and you know, you kind of lose that when you first retire from, you know, whether it's playing professionally or your college career ends or whatever it is, and you know, the atmosphere that we have here at the NMAA is really a team-based atmosphere. It's the same with Outfront Media. I mean, we have, you know, Frankie Acosta is the general manager there in Arizona, and he's a former Arizona Wildcat baseball player. And so we have kind of fostered that same sports dynamic within the company. So it's been really fun, a fun place to work. And it's also, like you said, you get kind of that competitive, you know, drive back that you've had when you're a player. So it's day to day, and it's, you know, you're in the fight, but you know, it's a lot of fun at the same time.
And you get to do it in your hometown, and everybody still knows you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what, you know, I the reason why I came back to, you know, Albuquerque instead of Tucson was to, you know, try to make a difference in this community from a sports standpoint, and also, you know, on the business side as well. And so, you know, this has allowed me the opportunity to stay involved in both, so I can't complain.
Well, and you're here a lot. You still spend a lot of time in Tucson, bringing the kids to see some games or meet some people, things like that.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm still, you know, I'm U of A all day, so, you know, we're still rocking our Arizona Wildcats gear here in Lobo Land, and, you know, trying to bring my boys over and, at least, once a year, to check out a game and just let them experience the atmosphere of U of A and, you know, how much fun I had there and just keep those bloodlines going. So it's, you know, I still have, you know, I still bleed the red and blue.
Sure, I'm sure you bring the boys down and, hey, that's dad, and those are the guys I won a title with. I mean, I'm sure they're old enough now to know what went on back in the day.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, you know, they so now it's fun, you know, for them to know, like, Miles and Mike Bibb and, you know, and really know those guys where before, you know, when they were younger, they're like, oh, great, you know, those are daddy's friends. But now as they get older and, you know, they develop more as, you know, as basketball players and find a greater interest in the game, that they're able to say, oh, wow, you know, look, Dad, there's Miles, you know, coaching for the Lakers, or, you know, there's Mike Bibby, you know, on the Big Three or whatever it is. It's been real fun. I mean, it's good to have those guys as, you know, mentors and friends after all these years.
And I'm sure their friends make you feel, how can I say this? You know, when you have kids, you're not as cool as to them as their friends. Their friends are, how can I say this? You're not as cool as they are to their friends or whatever. Their friends think you're great.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. So, you know, we get a little bit of that, but, you know, it's been great. I mean, they really, you know, they have the Arizona, you know, bloodline.
Gear, yeah.
And they've just, they follow, we watch the games together, and, you know, we root on the Wildcats, so it's, you know, it's going to keep on going for years to come.
Yeah. What do you think about the job that Sean's doing here?
I think he's done an incredible job. I mean, especially this year. And, you know, I've been talking to, you know, some of my friends about this year's team, and the thing that I like about these guys is I think they have more fight. You know, and a lot more resiliency than we've had maybe the past couple of years, where they're gritty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we don't have the star power, you know, that maybe we've had in the past few years, but I like this team, and I like the way that they lock down on defense, they communicate, and they're just tough. And so, you know, even the game the other day against Alabama, you know, even though they weren't able to pull that out, it showed, you know, kind of the metal and heart of the team. And, you know, that's something that, you know, we can all take pride in. It's good to see those guys out there doing that.
It's funny. I see a little of them in you in the 96, 97 year. And I temper that by saying no one knew what you guys had in 96 when the season started. You know, Miles was out because of academics. You guys were still kind of gelling. No one knew Bibby was that good at that early. Dickerson was kind of coming onto his own. I think the best thing that happened to Dickerson was Miles being out. And then you were kind of still developing to this great player. Davison still new. You know what I'm saying? There was a lot of things fresh.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can see that in these guys. But, you know, they showed, I mean, in Maui, they showed, you know, what they're made of those first few games. And it was, to me, it was exciting because, you know, it's good to have that kind of passion. And you know, I think a lot of it comes from, you know, Justin Coleman and his play. And, you know, I'm, you know, partial to Chase Jeter.
Sure.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of
myself. It does. Good point.
Yeah. And, you know, just the consistency and the hustle and the hard work and, you know, him banging the boards the way that he does and, you know, finishing underneath and just kind of playing, you know, the role that the team needs. I think they have a lot of potential.
Yeah.
And, you know, this year is, you know, I think it's, you know, obviously, you know, Duke is looking phenomenal and Gonzaga and, you know, some of the top teams. But I think that, you know, by the end of the year, we'll be, you know, a formidable force for sure.
It's very funny, but I do agree with you with Jeter. Very thin guy, a consistent down low, does a lot of the dirty work, kind of like you. It's a lot of the similarities.
Yeah, I've really liked him. And, you know, the one thing is consistent is his effort. I mean, he's after the ball, you know, not just one time, two, three times. You know, you got to put in, you know, he's banging on the boards. He's not always the, you know, the biggest guy out there, but he's always around the basketball. He's you know, great at pursuing, you know, rebounds that are kind of out of his area. And so, you know, he's been a pleasure to watch so far this year.
Right, right. Anything else? And you know what they're trying to do, too, more than in the past? They're trying to get up and down the floor.
Yeah, I like that. They're a little more free-flowing, and the offense isn't as structured. And I think, you know, that's a credit to Coach Miller that he's been able to kind of adjust and, you know, look at the guys that we have on the team and not necessarily run, you know, the system that you may be comfortable with all the time, but really try to put the guys in position to where they're going to be successful for the skill sets that they possess. So he's done a great job this year.
Right. We're going to got about another minute here in this segment. I hope you come back. We'll talk about the past in the next segment. But how much fun was it playing like that? Because Lute let you guys play, especially with a guard like Bibby.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, and I say this now because, you know, pretty much the style of the NBA
is that
kind of the style that we were playing.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
To be honest, we know way ahead of the time. We didn't have a bunch of set plays. We didn't have that. We had a few core principles of where areas on the court where we would set screens and where we would look to get, you know, corner threes on skip passes and, you know, really free up our guards. But besides that, it was all read and react, and it was all basketball IQ.
Mm-hmm.
So it was difficult for teams to guard us like that because there wasn't, you know, this guy's coming off a down screen here, and this is what they're going to do. It wasn't really like that. It was, you know, us reacting to each other and playing within, you know, a motion offense, and it was really, you know, kind of ahead of its time. And when you see the Warriors like that, I mean, you know, Steve Kerr obviously, you know,
same deal,
perfected that. Mm-hmm. But it's a little bit of, I mean, it's a lot of, you know, what Coach O was doing. And, you know, it was fun for us to play, and it really allows, you know, players that have high IQs to be able to maximize on their talent.
Right, right. And Bennett won't mind me saying this. You were one of those guys. Bibby was one of those guys. Miles, obviously, one of those guys. Dickerson, to a degree. JT, of course, yes. So you just had to worry about Bennett. Yeah, be at your spot, Bennett.
but we all knew that. We were all, you know, we all made sure that Bennett was in the right spot, and he knew that, you know, the play was, we were going to run before we were going to do it. But, you know, Bennett was
fantastically gifted.
Fantastically. And just an incredible, you know, person and just a competitor. And that guy, you know, you told him to lock somebody down and, you know, hold him to zero, he can do that. And, you know, he's an incredible athlete, you know, tons of highlights and just a great player. So Bennett, but the Bennett stories, I mean, are legendary. So
yes.
You know that.
Yeah. I hope to have him on the show, not in the near future, and talk about the conveyor belt, in Oregon. I think it was Oregon.
Yeah, it was.
We'll save that story for another day so he could tell. Hey, let's go to the break, come back, and we'll talk about your funny stories in the past and maybe some of the guys.
Sure, no problem.
Aren't you tired of listening to your lady complain about how her bra hurts? Here at the Bra Spa, we fit bras for a living. Buy your gal a gift card and we'll make all of her bra fit woes go away. You know that you're going to give her a gift card for Christmas, so get it now. You give me $100, I'll give you a gift card for $115. You give me $200 and I'll give you a gift card for $230. We'll get a comfy bra for her and a sexy bra for you. The Bra Spa on East Tankaverde Road.
Where you bank really does matter. Hughes Federal Credit Union is proud to be recognized as the number one credit union across all of Arizona by Forbes. This national recognition highlights our commitment to high-quality products and services, our customer service, digital services, and financial advice. At Hughes Federal Credit Union, we offer higher savings rates, lower fees, and many free services. Make the switch. Join Hughes today. Visit HughesFCU.org/bestcreditunion. Certain restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA.
What? A free oil change?
That's right, a free oil change now through Christmas at Breathe Easy Automotive. We're confident that once you've experienced the Breathe Easy difference, you'll trust us with all of your auto repair needs. That's why we're offering you a free oil change. So check us out. Simply visit our website at breatheeasyauto.com. Click on our specials page for offer details and then make an appointment. Print the coupon and enjoy a free oil change and multi-point inspection on the house. Our gift to you. It's that easy.
See that cute little dog in the pet store window? Chances are it came from a puppy mill, a breeding facility that forces caged, neglected, and often sick dogs to churn out puppy after puppy to be sold for profit. Meanwhile, millions of wonderful, healthy pets end up in animal shelters. This leads to the killing of more than 9,000 by the end of today. But with one simple choice, you can help. Just by deciding to adopt instead of purchase your next pet. Animal shelters are full of amazing pets looking for a home. When you adopt your new best friend, not only are you saving a life, you're taking a stand against puppy mills. When your friends see the smart choice and impact you've made, they adopt their next pet and share with five of their friends, who share with five more. Before long, thousands get involved. Pet stores stop selling dogs from puppy mills, and even more lives are saved. And with your help, we can save them all. Visit bestfriends.org/puppymills to learn more.
Kaya weighed just 1 pound, 1 ounce at birth and endured a grueling 163 days in the hospital. Thanks to research funded by the March of Dimes, Kaya survived premature birth, the number one killer of babies in the United States. The birth of a child is supposed to be a joyful event, yet each year about 380,000 babies like Kaya are born too soon, and many have serious health problems that can last a lifetime. But you can change that. Join 3 million friends, families, and colleagues in more than 500 communities across the nation in March for Babies. The money we raise is so important in fighting premature birth and other life-threatening challenges that newborns face. We're supporting research and programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Sign up, join a team, and start fundraising today at marchforbabies.org. Together, we can fight premature birth and help more babies be born healthy.
No one better than Bill Buckmaster in the middle of the day. Noon to 1 p.m. on KVOI, AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk. Reliable and timely financial information from Bloomberg Radio Network. 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. on KVOI, AM 1030. Trusted local news and talk.
Trusted local news and talk. AM 1030, KVOI. We have our eye on entertainment.
Hey, welcome back to Eye of the Ball. I'm Steve Rivera. This is 1030 KVOI. I'm on the phone with A.J. Bramlett, who played basketball here about 25 years ago. How does that sound?
Sounds awful.
How do you feel?
I still feel young, man. You know, I still play, you know, two or three times a week. And really, you know, time flies, obviously. You know, it's been a long time. But the good thing about, especially about the championship and, you know, in 97 is that every single year we get to relive it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it keeps everything fresh. And, you know, I love watching. I'm a basketball junkie, so I'm watching, you know, college basketball, you know, from start to finish, the NBA, everything. So, you know, it keeps you young, and I have kids, you know, obviously I've, my boys are playing now, so, you know, I still work out and train kids here in the New Mexico area. So, you know, I'm still involved in the game, so it's just, obviously it was 25 years ago, but, you know, it's still fresh in my mind.
In another 25 years, this is what you're going to do. You're going to have grandkids. You know, I was a lot better than Mike Bibby. I was the guy that led him to the championship. I scored 20 points a game.
Yeah, you never know. Could be. That's already happening a little bit. So.
This is all your story.
I wasn't better than Mike.
This is your story, AJ. This is your story.
They won't know. They won't know by this.
That's right. They won't know. Hey, some of the great relationships you had started here, Jason, Terry. Talk about that friendly, almost brotherhood that you had with him.
Well, yeah. I mean, JT and I, obviously, you know, we were the only ones in our class that year when we came into Arizona. We'd already had a relationship because we had played in the Reebok All-American Classic here in Albuquerque, actually. Together. And so that was the first time I'd met JT. He was young, you know, for his grade. And so we, just instantly connected there. And then we lived together for 4 years during our time in Arizona and, you know, had a tremendous amount of growth, both personally and, you know, obviously basketball wise from our freshman year to our senior year. And just remember us looking at each other. You know, the first month we were, you know, playing in Madison Square Garden during the preseason in IT, against Michigan and, in Georgetown and being like, wow, you know, this is college basketball. This is what it's all about. And, you know, I'll never forget those moments of just, you know, experiencing all those, you know, great times, you know, with JT by my side.
I'm sure you laughed plenty because he was a cut up, say the weirdest things.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, the stories are legendary for him too, you know, sleeping in his uniform and ordering, you know, chicken fingers and before every game, not eating them. And, you know, he was a superstitious guy, still wears like 7 pairs of socks, he has his shoes too big and wears 7 pairs of socks to fill them out. He's just a strange dude.
Right. But he's your dude. You know,
incredible competitor. You know, the career he's had in the NBA is just, you know, unmatched, and you know, to be third all time in threes made, you know, in the NBA history is incredible if you think about it, from where JT came from to where he is now, and now the things that he's doing off the court, you know, with his with Drive Nation and his girls AAU programs, he's putting back into the community is something that he's always done. So it's good to see there too.
Yeah, 17 years I think is in the NBA. Who would have thought that at the time?
No, exactly. I mean, nobody. I mean, you know. He was a great, you know, pretty high level recruit, but nobody would have expected, you know, that long him to still be, you know, he could still go out there and play today if he wanted to. So, you know, he's had an incredible career, and he's, you know, parlaying that into making that big of a difference off the court as well. So that's a great thing to see.
Right. It's funny. Kelly Olsen, when he was here for the camp, Kelly Olsen said, you have to continue to work in the NBA. You have 5 daughters. You got to put them all through school and you got to get them married.
You know? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly right. But he's giving them that opportunity through what he's doing, you know, with his AAU program and, you know, giving them the pathway to follow to achieve their dreams and, you know, they can have a better leader to do that.
How was that run to the title? It must have been just a magical time.
You know what? And this is the thing that, you know, I remember most. People always ask me, you know, what was it like or what do you, you know, what was the thing that stuck out to you? And the thing that stuck out to me the most was just our belief in each other. Mm-hmm. You know, we, inside the locker room, the 12 players, just fully believed that we could beat anybody. And it wasn't, you know, nobody else really believed that because we, you know, lost a bunch of games, lost the last 2 games, you know, going into the tournament. And so, you know, from the outside perspective, we were looking like we were in a down position, but inside the locker room, we felt like we were actually turning the corner in the way that we had been playing. And so, it was just a trust in each other. I mean, nobody wanted to let the other guy down. I mean, from a chemistry standpoint, we were all in, and you don't find that all the time. And, you know, I've been a part of a few different championship teams. You know, I've coached a couple here in New Mexico from a high school level. They all have that kind of same trait, which is, you know, selflessness, you know, doing whatever you need to do to back your other guy, and just, you know, full commitment to the overall goal. And but that team had that, you know, in a balance, because it was just like us against the world. And for us to be able to, you know, run and have the run that we did, it was just something that I'll never forget. And the feeling that, you know, came from that is something that's just unmatched.
Right, right. Well, you talked about the two games. I was there, California and Stanford. If you watched those two games, I remember Phil Johnson just ripping into guys at the end of that last game, saying you guys weren't doing enough to get the team ready or blah, blah, blah. You could probably better describe the inside of that locker room to get you guys fired up.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at that point, I mean, we were in, it was such an up and down season. I mean, there was so much going on, as you mentioned before, with Miles being out, you know, for the beginning of the season, and then him coming back, and that kind of really, like, upset our chemistry there for a little bit. And, you know, Mike Dickerson had been carrying us up from an offensive standpoint, you know, for that entire year, just having an incredible year. And so that kind of threw off our chemistry there for the middle of the, you know, Pac-10 and the end of the Pac-10 season. But, we had to work Miles back into that rotation. But, you know, even though we lost those games and it was frustrating, like, we still had, you know, we still felt like we could beat anybody. You know what I mean? I don't know if it was just because we were young and we were cocky or whatever it was. Like, we knew that we could beat any team. And that, you know, obviously that showed, you know, throughout the championship run that we did. But that, it started with, you know, that belief, like, hey, you know, we love each other in this locker room, and we're going to do whatever we need to do to make this happen. And we did that. Even when we got down in some of those games, we never faltered. We didn't, like, ever quit or worry. We just had a unwinning belief that we were going to be able to pull those games out.
Right. I have some more questions. Just give me one quick line on the names I throw at you, okay? Just one quick line. So we already got Jason Terry, so that's not fair. Michael Dickerson.
Enigma.
He still is.
Still is. Great guy though. I love Mike D.
We don't even know where he is.
He is his own man. And, you know, he is an incredible, person, and he lives by his own, you know, to his own beat. Uh-huh. And, you know, more power to Mike D for that, because he's living the life that he wants to live, and that's great.
Yeah, the Olsons said he'd come into town. I need to stay with you guys. They have a yep. room ready for him, and then he's gone the next day.
Exactly. That's Mike D, but, you know, one of the best guys I've ever been around.
Right. Okay, Mike Bibby.
Leader.
Yeah. Yeah. No one would realize how intense he is until they watch him coach in the high school level.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the stories. I haven't seen him as much, but yeah, I know. But Mike, you know, I think he's become a lot more vocal over the years.
Yeah. He never said a word. He never said a word in college.
Yeah. And, you know, we would be, when we were in, you know, on the press conferences for the tournament, and they would ask Mike questions, and he'd be tapping me under the table, like, answer that for me, answer. He, like, really didn't like, you know, the media and all that stuff back then. But, you know, the way that he's progressed, obviously, over the years, and all the success that he's had in the NBA and outside of it, you know, it's just, it's been great to watch. But you always knew he had that before he came to Arizona. He's had it his whole life.
Sure. Okay. So you talked about Bennett already, how crazy and kooky he is. Very good athlete. You know, he could jump out of the gym. Okay. So Gene Edgerson.
Just New Orleans. I mean, gritty, tough, you know, just a winner. And Gene, he didn't care, you know, what he had to do to get that win. He was going to do it.
Yeah.
So it was jump on the ground, you know, hurt himself, wear his knee pads, wear some 1981, you know, Nikes that he found in the equipment room that he thought helped him jump higher, whatever it was. Gene was just a competitor.
Yeah. Okay, Lute.
Leader. Leader and, you know, mentor. Coach O, I mean, and I say this a lot, he just taught, you know, me, and I think everybody kind of has the same story, just to pay attention to the details.
Details, yeah.
And details is what is going to make the difference in your life, whether it's job, you know, family, you know, relationships, everything. And it just has really applied to pretty much every single facet of my life, you know, since I've left U of A. And it's allowed me to, you know, have successes, you know, outside of basketball as well.
So, yeah. And yeah, finally, maybe Jim Rosborough.
I mean, family. You know, I've known Roz since, you know, I was 7 years old and went to, you know, his basketball camp.
He's the one that brought you here. He's the one that brought you here.
Yeah. I mean, he worked, you know, with my dad at Northern Illinois University. That's where I first met him. I was going to Roz's basketball camps at NIU back then. That's where the relationship started and, you know, culminated in a national championship. And to this day, I mean, Roz is somebody that I lean on, and that's provided a tremendous amount of support for me over my years.
Yeah. No, what a great career you had here. What a bunch of friendships you've made. Just a nice run here for you.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm always going to be, you know, a part of U of A. I'm a diehard. So, you know, just the experiences I was able to, you know, have during my time there and really the network, you know, that it provided, you know, to me, and has continued to provide to me during my adult life has been excellent. And I, you know, encourage all the guys that are there now to really maximize on that.
Yeah.
And, you know, use the time that they have during college to build relationships, you know, outside of the sport and business world, and really use that platform to make sure that they're setting themselves up to be successful, you know, outside of even, you know, playing basketball on the court, because there's so much opportunity there at U of A that, you know, I didn't recognize until I was gone.
Yeah.
That, you know, I hope that guys, you know, do that, you know, are starting to do that today and start building their business and their brands while they're in school.
Right, right. Great sound advice from you. Hey, AJ, I appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, anytime, Steve. You know, I appreciate the support you've had for me over the years, and whenever you need me, I'll be back, sir.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. We'll see you soon in the great land of the enchantment.
Call me when you get here. We'll eat some green chili together.
Great, great. Thank you. Thank you, AJ. One of the great guys of the Arizona program throughout the years. Let's take a break, Bob. It was good to talk to AJ, and we'll come back on the other side.
Lexus of Tucson announces the newest arrival to its crossover family, the UX Urban Explorer. With a starting MSRP of just $32,000, the UX offers numerous active safety features and Apple CarPlay as standard features. The UX has the best turning radius, highest MPG, and lowest cabin noise of any crossover in its class. Get details and see it now at Lexus of Tucson. Experience amazing. Speedway in Columbus and at the Auto Mall.
This is Chef Michael Elefante, and I have an idea for your business. Take your client to lunch, at Mama Luisa's, of course. They'll be impressed by our pasta bar, cooked to their preference, right in front of them. Or try our famous Joe special, with hot pepper seeds, garlic and oil, and topped with cheese and baked to perfection. You'll get their business and some great food. Mama Luisa's.
Since 1956, Mama Luisa's has thrilled your palate with great Italian food. And we cater. 2041 South Craycroft, 790-4702.
Hello there, this is Nat King Cole, wishing you all a happy and a Merry Christmas.
The joy of living is in the giving. So let's give lots of toys for tots. Toys, toys, toys for tots. Some have too many, some haven't any. If those who have, give those who haven't. Oh, what a Christmas day. The Marine Reserve will help you, will help you fill your sleigh with lots and lots of toys for tots. So give a little toy today.
Since 1947, the United States Marine Corps has been helping Santa fill his sleigh, making happier holidays for deserving children right in your community. Go to toysfortots.org and learn how you can make a difference.
Today, nearly half our nation's fighting forces are members of the Guard and Reserve. When they are called to active duty, they leave behind a family, a community, and a job. Employer support of the Guard and Reserve, a Department of Defense agency, honors and protects the bond between service members and their civilian employers. Whether serving our country or supporting those who do, we all serve. To learn more about ESGR, call 1-800-336-4590 or visit esgr.mil.
My name is Sean Hoffline, your favorite peace-loving hippie with a pit bull, a ferret, and a love of life, liberty, and faith like few you've ever heard before. It's Blue Collar Radio from the heart. I will be live with you at 1 p.m. right here in the Perfection Auto Works Studios at 1030 KVOI every single Sunday after America Armed and Free. we still believe here the fight for freedom is God's fight, and to fight for freedom is to fight alongside God. Pax Domini Tecum, thank you in advance for your valuable time.
Trusted local news and talk, AM 1030 KBOI. We have our eye on news.
Hey, welcome back to Eye on the Ball here on KBOI, 1030 AM. I'm Steve Rivera, and that was a new tune added to the show.
Yeah, that came over from Jerry Little Peter Frampton.
I'm going to have to talk to that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm not sure. I got to think about that song for a second.
Yeah, that was a good old rock song. He also sent you this, but I was a little leery that
might be a little
too twangy for
you. That will not make the show.
Okay. I didn't think so.
What's Jerry having today, man?
Cookie and an ice cream, it looked like.
Is he 13 years old yet?
Yes.
Is he?
He had a bar mitzvah.
A bar mitzvah?
Yes.
You did the show, right, Mr. DJ? I'm going to start calling you Adam Sandler because you talked about your DJ job. Like that,
like
the wedding singer?
The wedding singer, yeah. Sometimes it feels like that.
Hey, I enjoy talking to AJ. I always enjoy talking to AJ. He's from my area of the woods. Obviously, people know I'm from Santa Fe, and he's from Albuquerque. And right now, it's pretty cold over there. And today is a great day in Tucson, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was coming in, and I saw your car with the top down. And I used to have a car with the top down. And don't make me cry, because I'll start crying talking about it.
Sorry.
But then I said, you know what? Let's have the show outside. We can talk about sports. Just absorb the sun, you know. Can maybe have a little seance or whatever you do.
And we could get, like a guitar player to do live music. And
yeah.
Then we just
kind of, how about them Knicks? They signed, Trier for $6.9 million. Hey, but I want to talk real quick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have any memories of the 97 NCAA title team.
Absolutely remember the game. Who is with me? We went on Speedway Boulevard with these big old signs afterwards.
So you're one of the good guys. You weren't the ones getting in trouble on Fourth.
No, overturning cars.
Yeah.
And
I thought I saw your picture in the paper.
No, that wasn't. No,
that
was on.
You had a lot more hair then.
Speedway. I don't know about a lot. I probably had a little bit more, but no, it's been leaving me since I think I was four. It's the only kindergartner with a receding hairline and chest hair.
Oh, that's sad. That picture alone scares me.
Yeah, it's like the Grinch or something. But no, we were on a speedway in Alvernon, and we had these signs we used at our various gigs, you know, like make some noise and ooh and ah, and people were honking. I mean, it was wild. I never knew Tucson could be like that.
Yeah, it almost burned down that night.
Yeah, I remember the silliness.
But what a great team, and he's right. They didn't believe that they would lose. They played out of their minds. And the guys I mentioned, I'm missing a few guys. I mean, I didn't talk about Donnell Harris. I didn't talk about Justin Wessel. And, of course, Josh Pastner, the key to the whole thing. At least he would like to tell me that. Josh is a good guy. I got to have him on the show once basketball season's over. But very good players, obviously Bibby, Miles, Dickerson. Dickerson carried that team for most of the year until it didn't have to, and that was mostly in the tournament because he couldn't score in the tournament. All of a sudden he went dry, and Miles stepped in, and so did Bibby, Jason Terry, obviously, and then AJ and Donnell did their job near the basket and did very well.
I remember that we weren't really, I mean, not in Tucson, I know. I mean, here in Tucson, yes, but in other areas, we were not expected to win.
Oh, you were, not at all. Kansas, they had to beat Kansas?
They had us down by 8 or 10, they expected the spread to be?
With Kansas, it was like 3. It was like 3 or 4. They were underdogs. Maybe it might have been 7, my memory now.
Sure.
But a big underdog, and one of the big things is Michael Dickerson saying, I can't believe that we're underdogs. That may be a little overstated, but he didn't believe it. And Kansas was the number one team in the country at the time, had only lost one game. A very good team, and Arizona went in and outplayed them, did very well. What wasn't mentioned in the interview with AJ is during that week of practice, he shattered a basket. He shattered one of the baskets during practice. It became so intense. Cut his arm because of the broken glass.
Oh my gosh!
But you know what? In my mind, and many people's minds, not so much his, because he likes to downplay it, that it gave him kind of a boost in terms of confidence or whatever it gave him, and he played out of his mind the rest of the way in the tournament.
I was in demolition for a while. I know what that'll do to you. I thought that was a shatterproof. I thought it was safety glass, so he didn't get hurt, but I guess he really
there was a lot of shards of the glass came. Yeah, he got cut. And he had to wrap him up. I didn't know that at the time, because I think that might have happened on a Monday, Tuesday, or whatever. The games were gone, but he was all healed up, or at least we didn't know that.
Maybe we ought to get some more of those so that guys could get their confidence up.
Right. But, you know, he made a great point in how he plays similarly to, I got to say this.
Similarly
to your boy Jeter. Thin guys near the basket who, you know, who would get the ball close to the basket and could score very well near the basket.
He's another 6'10 guy, isn't he?
Who, AJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's about 6'10, 6'11.
But only thin-ish, like 240.
Like
or...
a blade of grass. Yeah. Blade of grass. So, but he, you know, similar styles, although probably Jeter's a little bit better, could take charges. He like leads the league in charges. He's always getting run over and to his success getting called, the opponent getting called for charging.
They think they're going to go right through him or whatever and he just plants his feet.
He's just in the right spot at the right time. He knows how to move his feet. A very good player knowing how to move his feet. And I think Bruce Pascoe talked about it yesterday or the day before, how he was smart in terms of getting to where he needs to be to get the charge.
Yeah. Maybe they ought to have some rule where they could raise their right hand and call fair catch or something. These guys could get run over.
No, they want that, and that's a great play.
Sure,
and
it's a decent, you know, a nice foul to get
funny.
on the offense.
You're funny.
Fair standing here, I guess fair catch would work.
No. You're funny in the terms that you use for sports.
Well, you know me, Mr. Sports Guy.
Yeah,
that's me.
So that was great to talk to him. We're going to have Ernie McCray in the next hour in about 20, 25 minutes. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the early days of Arizona basketball when they were not so good, but just after when they were really good after the post-war. I don't know if you remember that, but after the World War II, Arizona was a very good basketball program. That's kind of when they came on the scene nationally, and then McCray came later, and then they weren't that good.
We're going to go
way back in the day, way before I was born.
Back to your time. Oh.
I read some books about this.
Yeah.
I was book learning.
with big pictures.
With big
for me,
pictures.
That's what I need.
Yes, and small words. Yes. Okay. Hey, we'll get back to everybody on the other side. Thanks for listening to KVOI Eye on the Ball here on 10:30 a.m.
There you go.
I need that, huh?